Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance and joined in studio by Chris Kent.
Yo, yo.
Tell him, CC.
What's happening? I got to tell you this, Jay. My whole life has changed, like genuine. When Keith put me on that skip lag, I was today years old when I found out about that. Today years old.
I never heard that.
I never heard of skip lag. So I mean, we just all being put on game today.
Oh, you tell me about the big things on social media.
How did he miss? He's Mr. Social Media. How did you miss today years old?
I got three kids in my family.
My whole life has changed.
Yes, so wait, 6'8", 320 plus.
You got to find right there.
Hey, wait, Canty. Yo. So, Canty, what did you do? Go, you heard me, so you went and Googled it and was like, oh, this is different.
You damn right. I mean, I haven't graduated to private jet lifestyle like Max and Jay Will, so I'm still living off of that points and miles club from United and Delta. So I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, I have the most comfortable travel accommodations because, let's face it, flying coach is not an option. First class is not a luxury. It's a necessity for you,
for a man your size.
Exactly. I'm 6'8", 350 pounds.
How do you
fitting in a coach seat, Max.
No, barely fitting on the plane. What are you talking about?
That's not what I'm saying.
How do you handle when the person in front of you in first class leans the seat back all the way back?
Oh, they getting all the knees, bro. All the knees. Like high
You're
knees?
One of those.
Like
You're
high
one
knees?
Of those.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Like,
no, it ain't no excuse me. It's like you see me right here. You saw me. First of all, not just did you see me in this seat behind you, you saw me at the gate. It's hard to miss a 6'8", 350-pound man. Am I wrong?
No. Yeah,
exactly. So you saw me walking on the plane.
What do you want
you
them
saw
to do,
me
Chris?
Sitting behind. You're going to sit right there with your seat in its upright position, yeah, right like when you're taking off and landing.
So because you're 6'8", 350, he's got to be all cramped up for six hours?
Max, here's how this will go. Either you're going to be – either I'm going to be uncomfortable – If I'm going to be uncomfortable, let me say this again. If I'm going to be uncomfortable, we both going to be uncomfortable.
So what about there's a compromise? What if the guy in front of you or the lady in front of you turned around and said, all right, look, I could see what's going on. Can we – let's do it halfway. I'm going to go halfway.
No, there is no halfway.
No, see, now it's war.
No, here's how you avoid the war, Max. Okay, this is a very simple formula. We get on a plane.
Yeah.
He leans back, couple knees in the back. Hey, what's going on? Hey, I'm 6'8". This ain't going to work out for me. You lean your chair back. But what I can do is – hey, I can work out something with the flight attendant, get you a couple of drinks, something special, whatever you need. We'll figure that part of it out. That's what I would have to do.
You act like you're buying drinks.
No, man, I've still got – I'm reclining.
Exactly,
man.
Exactly.
Buy you a couple
of Canty.
Drinks.
There you go.
Canty, I was talking to Jay the last segment, and I asked him a question I'll ask you. Do you think Kevin Durant regret leaving the Golden State Warriors now that he's gone to Brooklyn and now in this – early exit, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, Key, right. Key. Yeah, you can stop right there. Hell yeah, he regrets it. Hell yeah. I mean, he would have had another championship. Obviously, they won last year, probably even two. Like, think about it. If they were able to keep that thing together, put the egos aside, and keep running it back, there's no reason to think with the greatest shooting backcourt in the history of the NBA and then parachuting Kevin Durant in there with Draymond Green that this team wouldn't have been able to continue to compete for championships. So, yeah, I think they would have been able to win – a couple of more rings, and that completely changes the conversation around Durant's career. Like, maybe people will still point to the fact that he left Oklahoma City for the Golden State Warriors, a team they had down 3-1 in the Western Conference Finals once upon a time, but that gets washed away with the championships, man. It just does. At some point, you got to stop criticizing them and just appreciate the greatness. Here's the other part, Key, that I think we got to acknowledge. Golden State did win a championship before KD got there, but when he got there, the best player on the team, a unanimous MVP, deferred to him. What does that say about the respect level that the guys in the Golden State Warriors locker room have for KD and the rest of the league?
Chris, like,
to me,
I get that.
To me, game recognized game. If the rest of the league is saying KD is that dude, then based on history and all of the championships he would have been able to accrue, I don't think that Oklahoma City thing becomes a conversation. Right,
okay, I get that. Leaving Oklahoma City for the team that beat you, I don't really care about that so much. Ooh. To me, it's more about this. You joined a 73-win team, and Chris, it's not like even Miami where they put it together. It was already there, the system, the players, everything. You just parachuted into it. So in a way, I hear what you're saying. I told this to Greg Anthony. We already knew he was the goodest player that you could ever want to see. What we want to know is the greatness, right? Can you get a team over the – you added such a great player to such a great situation. What does it really prove? I already know the quality as a player. Now he's in Brooklyn. Now he's in Phoenix. Before he's in OKC. Can you win a championship when the board isn't tilted lopsided to you, when you're just on a level playing field? I haven't seen that from him yet.
And, CeCe, my point about this is – being at a stage in your life where you know what greatness is to you. I don't care what greatness is to other people who haven't achieved what I've achieved.
Yep.
I know what greatness is to me.
No
so
doubt.
I think at that juncture of KD's career, he listened to a lot of people like Max that said, you need to prove what your greatness is. And my thing is, as you look at him now, it's like, all right, I know what my greatness is.
Yeah.
Like, I am greatness, and that's in my work.
Yeah, Jay, I completely agree with you. We're all on the same page, and it's interesting because you won championships in college. Key and I won Super Bowls in the NFL. We don't criticize Kevin Durant for making the decision to leave OKC and go to Golden State. We don't. You know why? Because we recognize how hard it is to win a damn championship.
Absolutely.
It's not you can have the most ready-made situation. Don't mean you're going to win a ring. You can have a roster stacked with players. Don't mean you're going to win a ring. The 2011 Philadelphia Eagles tried that. How'd that work out for them? Not so much. And a team in their division, the New York Giants, won Super Bowl 46 that same year. All I'm simply saying is you can stack the teams to no end. It doesn't mean that it's going to equate to a championship. The fact that he came into Golden State, the weight of the world on him, people criticizing the decision, championship expectations, and was able to come through, and not only just come through, but be finals MVP not once but twice. Come on, man.
He deserves credit for that because you're in the situation doesn't mean you're going to do it. But, Chris, won before him, they won during him, and they won after him, right? That's what I mean. I understand super teams are really the only teams that ever win championships. I get that.
Okay.
But usually there's one or two other teams in the league on their level. The Golden State Warriors and the Cavs were already on the same level. If KD would have gone to Cleveland, Cleveland would have crushed everybody. When you take an MVP all-time great player and put him on an all-time great team, what you think's going to happen?
So you said, hold on, Key. All-time great team, right? Mm-hmm. What team has the best regular season record in the history of the NBA?
The Warriors.
Did that team win a championship?
No.
Okay.
Because of LeBron. And that's another thing. Both parties, the Warriors and KD, man, LeBron's too much. If he got a crew, it's too much. We got to join forces. It was like unfair at that point.
Well, here's what I'm saying, Max.
See, I don't even look at it that way. I think certain players appreciate certain styles of play. Like, you know, everybody's like, well, LeBron James, it wasn't ready made when he was down Miami, but LeBron James never had a coach like Pat Riley.
And
now we're going to put together our team. And that was Kevin Durant going to Golden State. It was like going to college.
Well, look, Jay.
I love the LeBron example, but here's the thing. Even LeBron didn't win in his first year.
Nope.
He didn't win. They lost to the Dallas Mavs in the finals. Yeah. And that was a stacked team. You had Dwayne Wade. You had Chris Bosh. And you had Bron.
You're right.
And you got worked by Dirk Nowitzki and J.K.
You got
worked.
But this was 2.0 of that. This was not just bringing players together.
You had Dwayne Wade.
They just parachuted in. No, Max.
I'm not going to let you off the hook. Because Dwayne Wade won a championship in 2006.
Yeah, but the year before,
the Miami Heat had a championship culture in place. They were used competing in the championship round.
Sure.
And LeBron James and Chris Bosh.
No. Wait, Chris, are you arguing?
Come on, Max.
How many wins did the Heat have the year before? It wasn't a lot. Versus a 73-win team that came a possession away from going back-to-back? You're saying that's the equivalent?
Max, I'm not saying it's the equivalent, but what I'm saying, there is no apples to apples, okay? But what I'm saying is it's a similar situation in terms of a championship culture already being in place.
Agreed.
A really good head coach already being in place. A front office that knows what the hell they're doing.
But this is 2.0.
Already in place.
That was 1.0. This is 2.0. It's next level.
Jay. Because this is burning my ears.
Great entertainment.
No, but you're chewing. Okay, Canty.
What up?
Because you're chewing. Okay. Max says it's 2.0. I'm going to go back in a little bit of, if you want to call it history, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan grabbed Tony Kukoč.
Key, just won be careful with Michael Jordan because that can
send knocks on the spiral. Michael Jordan grabbed him, unbeatable. Grabbed Dennis Rodman, unbeatable. Mm-hmm. Phil Jackson, unbeatable. You're not going to beat them. What's the difference between Golden State, Miami, and Chicago?
Actually, the difference, Key, first three, I agree with you about Kukoč. They didn't even – Jordan didn't even want Kukoč. But Rodman, you're right.
But it doesn't matter once whether he Bulls, wanted him or not,
Key,
they got him.
You're right. Once the Bulls got Rodman, the season was a joke. I agree. But we're not talking about Jordan. We're talking about Rodman in that case. If you want to say, hey, what did Rodman really prove by going to the Bulls who are already stacked,
fine. No, you are talking about Jordan because he made the team – unbeatable.
They were
already talking about
Keith. Jordan was already stomping through the league. He'd already won three championships.
Yeah, but then they obviously felt that they needed to
power
upgrade.
Horace Grant left.
They needed to upgrade. It made it uneven.
I agree. The Jordan Bulls with Dennis Rodman was unfair. I get it. I agree with that.
I never heard that argument though when you're talking about Jordan's greatness. So that argument
never heard it.
That argument doesn't diminish Jordan's greatness, but it diminishes Kevin
Durant's
greatness.
Wait, okay, since you guys bring this up, make it as much apples to apples as possible.
Sure.
Had KD already won three championships like Jordan? No. Did Jordan already prove all those things? Yes. Did he then get Dennis Rodman and destroy everyone? Yes, he did. In addition to that, I'm waiting for KD to do the first part of what Jordan did. Go win when you got a crew.
It could be a great crew, but it's a normal great crew
that's on the same level of two or three. Let me ask you.
Max, it does not work that way, Max.
Going through it. Listen. It takes the right coach. Mm-hmm. It takes the right general manager to surround you with the right talent.
Sure.
So Jordan doesn't get the right talent from Jerry Krause, who gets overlooked as one of the best GMs to ever do it. He doesn't win championships. Make it seem like Jordan was the only person that won a chip by
himself. No, I'm not talking about Jordan. You are. You brought up Jordan. I agree.
No, actually, you're
I
wrong.
Agree that
you're wrong. Key brought up Jordan.
Okay, whoever.
I
agree.
I
agree that some players are lucky in terms of the situation they're born into the league into, and Jordan was that way ultimately, right? I agree with that. LeBron had to do what he had to do, and so did KD. I'm saying KD rigged it to the point that it was ridiculous, and I don't mind a guy having a super team with him, but not look. If KD would have gone to the Cavs, who would have won the championships those years?
If KD goes to the Cavs?
Instead of the Warriors. The Warriors and Cavs are basically evenly matched. KD went to one of those teams. It was over. If KD would have gone to the Cavs, it would have been over. Either way, it doesn't prove anything to me.
I don't know if it doesn't prove anything. To be a Finals MVP, you can't diminish that, man.
I agree.
How do you take away from that? Like, I just that's the part. Like, that's the part where you can't square for me because you're talking about a two-time MVP in Steph Curry choosing to defer to Kevin Durant. Think about that. Like, this is my team. When he retires, when 30 retires, they are going to build a statue outside of the Chase Center for him. Okay? That's how important he is to that franchise and to the NBA. And when Kevin Durant came there, he deferred to him.
What does that say?
What does that say?
It says Steph has tremendous gravity, and KD is one of the greatest scorers ever. So you can get him the ball in a one-on-one situation. He's going to score every time.
This is the part you're missing, Max.
If you want to talk to Canty, if he can stay over, let him stay over.
All right.
Because we got to get the break.
Can you stay?
I can stay.
All right. KJM, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Chris Canty with us.
Wait, before
former Super Bowl champion with the New York Football Giants.
Before we get back into it, I admit I was going to text you.
What's up?
I was in a different state of mind over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I went to Usher's Lovers and Friends.
How was
concert.
That? Yeah, Genuine fell off the stage.
I was there. And so the bang, he hit the move. Boop, boop. I said, ooh. Ooh, he got it. Okay, all right. He's all right.
Did he jump down?
He does the one little leg move, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And then he jumped
down to the lower stage. Before he fell, he tried to grab Buddy. That was the stage manager, and he got shoulder shrugged.
He was singing from the ground.
I was singing from the ground. I lost it.
Yeah.
I was not in the right state of mind. Not his best moment.
But no. That's not even the funniest thing that happened when we start talking about concerts this week. Did you hear about what happened at the Prudential Center?
No.
With the Anita Baker concert?
No.
She big time babyface.
No, not Anita.
Yeah, Anita.
They used to work together,
though. He used to produce a lot of her stuff.
Yeah, well, he got caught up in the rapture because he wasn't able to perform. I guess she took too much time and he wasn't able to do his set. And so, interesting.
There was a sound check problem, Yates. Rumor has it.
I love Anita Baker. Love Anita Baker. No, she's fine. She did a show.
Okay.
But, she's got some diva in her.
Yeah. Well, she is one of the original divas.
One of the original divas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, where were you guys?
I guess here's the thing. Going back to this conversation about KD and getting the credit for the championships versus not. Let me say this, Max. When you have somebody that is as great as Steph Curry and that player is willing to defer to a Kevin Durant in the most critical moments – I think that speaks to the player's greatness. Like Steph being willing to trust KD in the NBA Finals, in clutch time, to me that speaks volumes about his greatness. I don't need anybody in the media to write around it. I don't need for him to elevate an entire franchise like the Brooklyn Nets in order for him to prove that he's great. I think that's why he left Golden State in order to start his old thing with Kyrie and actually have a franchise that he revamped and brought to a championship level. But I didn't think that was something that he needed for his career, just because when you have a champion in Steph Curry that is choosing to defer to you in the most important moments when it comes to winning a championship – to me, that tells me that you're a great player.
And the fact that he came through in those moments. So he deserves credit, first of all, for being the quality of player that Steph would do that with, number one. Mm-hmm. And then number two, for coming through to the extent that he won both MVPs in the finals. I agree with that. That says something. But it, to me, still leaves out something else, which is, you don't know this because you're 6'8", 350. I'm guessing that you were always one of the larger kids. But, right, so I'm guessing that when the Decepticons were coming after school – they see Chris Canty, they're like, maybe we leave this dude alone. I don't know.
You had it right. Decepticons, plural.
Right.
That means I was part of the Bronx all-track team.
That's through the construction site.
It don't matter how big you
D-set,
are,
cuz. D-set, right. Yeah. But so Chris knows what I'm talking about because he's from the area.
Yeah.
My point is, it's one thing when there's some people who have their chest out when it's more or less even or when they have the advantage. But who can come through when it's even or maybe the other team has the advantage, when you don't have overwhelming odds in your favor? KD absolutely did what he did. They had overwhelming odds in their favor. Had KD gone to the Cavs would have stomped mud holes in the Warriors. But he went to the Warriors, so the opposite was true. We already knew KD is an incredible offensive player, one of the best ever, had become a great defensive player even. He can pass, but he can do everything you want on a basketball court. What we wanted to see was, could he, like what Charles Barkley said, be the bus driver, right? Could he be a guy who, in a level playing field, oh, look at that, KD's team won. Not LeBron's team, not Steph's team, not someone else's, KD's team. He hasn't done that yet.
I have a quick question. Your Lakers are playing in a pivotal game six tonight.
That's true.
Pivotal game six.
Yeah.
AD, we hear, is probably probable for playing. Wiggins has a rib injury. We'll see if he's going to play. What do you think are some – what are you looking for tonight from your team? What do you need to happen?
I want to see if 22 for the Golden State Warriors is going to be in the lineup, first and foremost, because he's been the primary defender on Bron. If he's not, then that can mean Bron can get loose. And you probably might need that, considering how the Golden State Warriors have tried to impact Anthony Davis on the offensive end, throwing him a lot of different looks, a lot of different bodies, not letting him catch the ball in his spot. So that's the one thing that I'm curious to see what ends up happening, what the chess move is, what the counter is for Steve Kerr if Wig isn't able to go. But listen, I'm excited for game 6, man. I'm excited. This has got to be treated like game 7 for the Lakers, because I do not want them to go back to the Chase Center for a game 7 against the Warriors with this series tied. I don't want that. So as a fan, Key, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I want to see the kind of desperation, the kind of urgency from the Lakers that the Golden State Warriors showed in game 5. That's what
I
want.
We are 6-0 at home in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and we're 4-0 against the Warriors at home, including postseason.
And we're 4-0 against the Warriors at home, including the postseason. Klay and Steph don't shoot it well for whatever reasons. Y'all call it crypto. I still call it Staples. In Staples Center, they don't shoot it nearly as well as they do in other places, nor do the Warriors play well on the road. The nerves are setting in, a little nervous, you know, because we don't really know the outcome of AD. He's probably going to play. Right, he's probably gonna play. I can't see where LeBron gonna go out when he has an opportunity tonight to close it out in the Lakers going back. I don't see where he's gonna go out when the Lakers are going back to Golden State. I think this will be for him. This will be his most important and probably his best game of the season. And I'm not talking about just points. I'm not talking about 38 points and all that. I'm just talking about smooth across the board, the entire stat line, everything nice and easy, and also playing strong on the defensive side, plus the leadership part of it that people forget about.
You see, tonight I think with Andrew Wiggins having that rib area injury.
Which is painful, which by is the way. Painful, that is way. Painful.
So these are little things. Like, look, it's like when you know somebody's cutting the fight, like you're going to go towards that eye a little bit more. Like,
oh, no doubt.
I want to see LeBron. They play their best when it's bully ball. And they kill you with points in the paint. They play their best.
They settle for a lot of jump shots in game 5. They settle for a lot of jump shots.
So if I'm Darvin Ham right out of the gate, if I see 22 in the lineup for the Warriors and he's guarding LeBron James, I'm finding some way to get LeBron on that extended post, and I want him to back him down. That means every bump, every try to, you know, I'm banging my body into your chest. I'm going to wear you down over time. And that's a matchup that I think they can win and exploit.
Jay, and you got to correct me if I'm wrong, because one of the understated aspects that I thought from game 5 is Dennis Schroeder and D'Angelo Russell getting into foul trouble early. Like, both of those guys got fouls, 3 fouls in the second quarter, and they had to sit with about 5 minutes left in the half. And it felt like that was when Golden State was able to get on a roll. Like, just not having those guys from a defensive standpoint to be able to shadow Steph Curry and those guards all around the court, I thought that made a difference in terms of how the Lakers are able to defensively pressure Golden State, especially out on the perimeter. Did you see that, or what did you make of all of those things from Game 5 with the guards being in foul trouble?
I also think that D'Lo is one of the few guys that when he gets into his rhythm, the Lakers are really, really
good. Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So anything that you can do to disrupt a piece like that that's so important to the rhythm of the team, like that forces LeBron to carry a lot more weight. Same with AD. Now, those guys rely upon those guys to carry them, to get them towards the end, to close it out. So the more people you can get in foul trouble like that, that hurts. Creates a disruption throughout the course of the game.
Well, you started to give it to them already, Jay, but your game plans for these pivotal games coming up. Lakers, the Key's on record. Lakers don't have a shot in game 7. Key, I think if they lose game 6, you might start changing your tune. I still think they would have a shot in the game 7.
Not a shot. So you just heard
game 6 is huge.
Rep.
What should the game plans be? Jay's game plan coming up. Thanks, Chris, as always. You can hear Chris Canty on Canty and Carlin, of course, here on ESPN Radio. KJM.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And I didn't know Chris Canty can stick around till the top of the hour. Look at this. I had no idea.
I like hanging out with you guys, man. Plus, I'm jumping on Greenies, so it gives me a little bit of a warm-up before I go live with Chris Carlin.
You ready for Jay's game plan?
I'm ready for Jay's game plan. I think I'm more ready for the game plan than I was for the dancing.
I wasn't ready
for the dancing.
You're going to learn today.
I'm going to learn today. Excuse me. All right, now with that trick knee.
Which one?
Okay.
Let's get on track.
Let's go back to the first game. Max, who's the first game tonight?
Let's go Knicks at Heat.
There we go. Knicks at Heat. Max had a moment. What is the first game?
Yeah, yeah.
Knicks at Heat, game six in the 305. Okay. Dade County. New York, stand up. New York, stand up. Stand up.
That's how Stephen A says it, right?
That's how Stephen A does it, right? I see you, S.A. Look, man, in order for the Knicks to win tonight, what did the Knicks do well in game five? They dominated the boards. They're the top three rebounding team in the league. That's a major advantage. Jalen Brunson, 48 minutes, 38 points. He was prolific. You'll need another prolific performance tonight. And last but not least, if they lose tonight, I think I may say this because I am. It may be Julius Randle's last game in a New York Knicks uniform. Look, Julius Randle is a star. All NBA. I got nothing but love and respect for him. He is a wave of emotions, though. And when he's not hunting his shot, when he's not being aggressive, took 11 shots in the first half of game five, 2 shots in the second half. He needs to have a demonstrative mindset tonight. They need their two best players. Now, we can talk about R.J. Barrett. We can talk about the lack of having Emmanuel quickly. We can talk about Obi Toppin, all the other, Mitchell Robinson, all the other pieces. But what it really comes down to, on the road, you need your superstars to be superstars because they're going against Jimmy Butler. I am him. And I get really concerned for the Knicks because this is defending home court in a game six. And I think Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat, they get it done tonight. I think you're going to see Bam be aggressive. I think you're going to see them be very methodical. And for some reason, and I keep hating on it, I don't know why, but, man, Gabe Benson and the way these guys play, they're confident and they play better at home. Role players play better at home. I think the Heat lock it up tonight. And the last game tonight, key. Give me one of your Lakers keys to winning this game tonight. Game six, but really game seven in L.A. at home. Give me one of the keys, Key.
I would say that Anthony Davis plays and he steps on the floor. If he can do what he did the last time we were here at home, I think we got a shot to win. I'm going to leave it at that. It's going through Anthony Davis. I don't care what nobody say. Anthony Davis has got to show up and play. Not just put on the uniform. He's got to show up and play.
Boom. Key, lock it in. Are the Lakers going to win?
Man, I don't know. Do I look like a – yeah.
Lock It In is brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. And Jay, you think Jimmy Butler's going to ball out, right?
Yeah, I would take Jimmy plus – there's no way in hell the Knicks holding under 25 tonight.
Yeah, that's
first
not going to happen.
First time in the playoffs, they did in the game five.
Jimmy,
that's my lock.
Yeah, Butler will be in the zone. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone.
Jimmy Butler over 25. I'm going to take that bet tonight. That's going to be one of the
Lakers. I'm locking it in, but I'm a little nervous on the lock.
CeCe, give me another key for the Lakers to win tonight.
I think the key in both games is going to be free throw shooting. Mm. And I think that there's a correlation between the free throw attempts and how aggressive those teams are at attacking the basket. For the New York Knicks, they shot twice as many free throws as the Miami Heat in game five. Like that to me, they shot 40 free throws to Miami's 19. That's huge for the New York Knicks. It shows how aggressive they were. Jalen Brunson, you mentioned it. For the Los Angeles Lakers, they can't have the same amount of free throw attempts as the Golden State Warriors. They both have 15 free throw attempts in game five. That can't happen. The Lakers, when they're rolling, they're right around 28, 29 free throw attempts per game. And I think that's one of the signs that you look for in terms of how aggressive LeBron and AD are at getting the ball in the paint and punishing the Warriors for being undersized. So I think that's going to be the key in both games. I would say that Miami is going to have the edge. I think they've been beating the Knicks at their own game throughout the course of the entire series. We saw a little bit of aggression from them in that regard in game five in the Garden, but I think they get back to basics in game six. And for the Lakers, it's time to go back to bully ball, man. You got to bully the Golden State Warriors. That's what it has to be.
Oh, Scott Foster in the house tonight for the Knicks. We'll see how that one pans out. But let's go back to the Lakers-Warriors thing for one second. Yo, turn my snare up, son. Turn me up, son. Yo, all I'm going to say is this, Key. Tonight we may put major respect on the name of Darvin Ham. Major respect. Because in all the playoff series that Steve Kerr has participated in, they are 19-0 in the Western Conference. 19-0. They have not lost a playoff series in the Western Conference. First-year head coach Darvin Ham has made some incredible adjustments. I really want to give him props where props are due. We talk a lot about first-year head coaches. We're talking about Joe Mazzulla, lack of, you know, in-game adjustments using challenges. You haven't heard a lot of critiques of Darvin Ham and his in-game adjustments. And I think tonight you're going to see some ripples that maybe people would not expect. I think you're going to see some matchups on Steph and some ways they're going to guard the pick and roll and how they're going to try to blitz it. And I think you're going to, I think they're really going to test this game six Clay thing, man.
So they've been saving something. Darvin Ham been saving something.
Just hear what I'm saying.
He's been saving something.
All this stuff about game six Clay. I think you're going to see some wrinkles around Clay tonight to see who Clay really is in an environment in which his dad played, in which he's wanted to say, I've always wanted to play a game of this magnitude in LA. Okay. All right. Let's see what you got.
Does anyone else can get back to the Knicks and the Heat for a second?
Oh.
For the first time, it looked to me like Jimmy Butler wasn't right. Did it look like that to anyone else? Like the injury caught up to him, maybe, or he's not like, because if that's the case, the Heat could be in some trouble.
I thought that was the way they defended him.
I don't think so, man. I mean, I saw Jimmy Butler block a corner three from R.J. Barrett. That was a hell of a play. The way he extended himself in the second half. He's from a health standpoint. I ain't worried about Jimmy Butler.
The way he was moving
around,
a lot of that game looked different.
But guys, be careful, the weather, the humidity, all these things.
It's a lot of excuses. In the way the game is officiated too. Think about how Tibbs was complaining about how the game was officiated in Game Four, and then the Knicks in Game Five had 40 free throw attempts. I don't know if they're going to get that kind of home cooking down in Miami. So I would be surprised if the Heat don't close out the Knicks tonight. It would shock me if that didn't happen. And if we're being honest, it felt like the Miami Heat were playing Game 5 like they had their best closeout attempt Game 6 in their back
pocket. That could
be. Yeah.
That could be. Meantime,
ring.
Couple of big games.
A lot of humidity down in Miami, kid.
The Eastern and Western Conference.
What?
Especially in Miami Gardens. A lot of humidity in Miami Gardens.
Oh, by the way, something just came to me. I think we have special footage, breaking news of Key and another water bottle incident.
Oh my God!
Another one.
No.
Recidivism. Look at this.
That's what I do.
Jerry, cue it. Do we have it? Oh, that was better. Yeah, that one was better. Yeah, that was better. That was way better than before.
I don't understand why you so.
This looks normal to me.
When you had that Pellegrino, Key.
I felt
the boys, the men playing in the background when you had that Pellegrino. I made love to you like you want me to. I'm just saying, Key.
Yeah, this is Pellegrino. I didn't ask him to bring this one back.
I didn't ask him to bring this one back. Yeah. I just asked him to video today.
This is.
It's right here. This
girl,
is.
I know you're mad at me.
His eyes crossed.
Oh, I'm just going to say I'm sorry. Welcome to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I want to apologize for all things I've done to you.
it's all fun and games till somebody get hurt.
Oh, God.
Who's going to get hurt?
Let's go slow.
That's okay.
No water bottles were harmed. We promise the water bottle gave consent.
Yeah, it was consensual.
The water bottle gave consent.
Okay.
I just want to apologize for all the things I've done wrong in this world.
Man, the show went from being PG to NC-17.
Affirmative consent from the water bottle. Audience should understand.
Enjoy your time on the show, Kent.
I'm
going to
take
enjoy your time.
My clothes off, too.
I'm going to concentrate on you. If you ever see me parched, I'm going to grab something to drink, and if it's frozen, I'll make love.
Oh, man.
I thought you guys were grown.
Max, nah, that ain't going to never get old,
get
Key.
Control, please.
That ain't
going to
never get old.
Little more KJM coming right up on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Ain't no mystery between Key and that water bottle. I'm sorry.
Water bottle. Well, Jay, you got what you wanted. You've been politicking to get that video played all show.
See, this is where lies are told on my name. I'm not going to allow that to happen. I want to have the proper video evidence of Key drinking the bottle after he's gone through therapy the correct way.
He went through rehab, and now
he went through rehab, and now he's fine.
Okay.
That's okay.
And that's what the intent of the video, their first video, was. You guys decided to take extra far, and then Canty asked for Boys to Men with the old video, and it just turned into something else.
It's all good.
It's all good until the rabbit got the gun, Key.
So Key went to therapy for his water bottle issue, and now he no longer has that.
But now I'm afraid, because now – you know, Key
don't worry about me.
Key
don't worry
slick,
about me.
Though. Key going to find something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about me now.
That's what makes it fun, though. Because, like, Key's going to try to go low, and then you'll go lower.
Good.
Oh, God. See, I'm scared.
No,
that means we ain't boys.
Nah, y'all ain't good. Y'all ain't good.
I love you. I got you. You don't got me. You don't love me at all.
I'm here on the West Coast. You on the East Coast. I don't know how certain things could appear on the East Coast if I'm here, but it's okay.
What is that? Huh? What?
Don't worry about it.
I don't know what that means. Sounded like
he's trying to lay the groundwork for plausible deniability, but Key got people in the tri-state.
Look, Key got people. You went to Duke. You'll figure it out.
Oh, God.
Speaking of going to Duke, are you going to be the next head coach at Philadelphia 76ers? I'm just asking.
Wow.
Hey, yo.
Take that job.
Y'all got Doc.
You're not JJ? Is JJ going to interview for that job?
No, he has a Toronto job.
No, Jay has learned. Jay Will has learned now.
I don't check certain boxes.
Until the job is vacant, Jay will not comment on it.
Oh, that's what he's doing?
Yes.
Well, I mean, listen. After this weekend, that job in Philadelphia gonna be vacant.
with an
MVP.
Can I say this? I actually think JJ would make a really good head coach, though, eventually in time.
I agree. I agree. I'm just trying to find a really good head coach for Joel Embiid, because Doc Rivers' record in closeout games ain't the best.
Well, he has not won a game seven on the road.
But Jay, that's the problem, though, Jay. That's the problem.
I mean, he's lost 9 of 16. Career.
Nine times.
Seven. That's what would be.
But Jay, so four more than any other head coach in game seven.
But I'm saying, he's able to get this done, though. Like, this is the year, like, this is the redemption year for them. Like, if all this is on the line, and Doc Rivers, who's never won a game seven on the road, is able to find the adjustments and get this one on the road. I mean, I think we all can agree that for, like, I'm not putting anything by the Knicks and the Heat, because I think the Heat can do it.
Yeah.
But, like, they would be the favorites.
Of course.
They would be the favorites.
Agreed.
To get to the World Championship. I mean, it's set up for an opportunity for them.
This is what, when sports are most interesting, and we were talking about KD before, because Chris and I were talking off mic in the commercial break. We actually agree about KD. The difference is
are we going down that road again?
Well, but Jay, the difference is that I want to, Chris, you've already made up your mind about KD. This is what he is. Why would you expect anything? He's an incredible player. He's not going to be top 10 all time because he's not the leader of a group, right?
Sure.
And I see it largely the same way, but I wonder if he can't be, right? And when I'm surprised by something, when I get new information, when I think I've already understood what's going on, it's more interesting. So Doc Rivers has this terrible record in closeout games and all that. Well, what if they win? You're not expecting James Harden and Doc Rivers to show up big in a Game 7 on the road, but what if they do?
Yeah. Well, what if a fifth and all that? Yeah, but it ain't happening. They got it.
But
yeah,
that's the
all
most,
that.
You know, Buster Douglas wasn't supposed to beat Mike Tyson, but that's the most interesting stuff in the world.
But how realistic is it to expect that Philadelphia is going to beat Boston three times in a 7-game series in Boston?
Be nuts.
It would be nuts, but it could happen. In fact, a lot of things are nuts, even Jay Will. But that's okay. I'm going to let him off the hook. Jay, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, and I know both you and I, we have kids by our wives, and we would like to wish them a happy Mother's Day.
I want to wish
Jennifer a happy Mother's Day.
Jen!
Yes, then you stay out of her DM.
You told me to DM.
He's DMing her right now, Jay.
You
that's just
wrong.
Told me
to reach out to her.
Our three fabulous kids. Thank you. I love you, and happy Mother's Day early.
Well, first off, yo, shout out to my mom above in the heavens. Happy Mother's Day. We'll do our best with our family. It's my daughter and my wife, Nikki, my daughter Amelia. Happy Mother's Day, Mama. I always get excited for these days. We're going out to Indy. We're going to be with her grandmother and her mom.
No one told me we were submitting pictures. Go ahead.
Well, this is me.
Max, like, wait, I didn't get the memo.
I didn't know no one. I didn't get the memo. Yeah.
Max.
Since we're doing it, I got to give a shout out to my mom, the Reverend Shirley L. Kenny in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm flying down to be with her this weekend.
Hey.
Absolutely. And a part of her Mother's Day gift is she asked me to preach at one of her churches on Sunday morning. So I'm doing that. This is her last Mother's Day as an appointed pastor before she retires. She's been preaching longer than I've been alive.
Whoa.
As a station pastor in United Methodist Church. So as a part of her Mother's Day gift, I am going to preach at one of her churches Sunday morning.
Have you done that? Have you preached in the past?
I have.
Okay. What's the sermon going to be like?
Can't you tell?
You got to tune into the online stream, Jay.
What?
You got to tune into the online stream for that.
Yeah. You can't tell Kenty be preaching? Come on now.
Yeah, it makes sense. Makes a lot of sense, actually.
Pass the plate.
He said it makes a lot of sense, actually.
A lot of sense. Pass the plate now.
Pass the plate. Wow.
Why is that plate running up for the 10th time today?
He always talking about a way to get money, ain't he?
I'm talking about you, not me. Max,
pass the plate.
If you were listening and not hearing, you would have heard us talk about the pictures and things, but you wasn't paying attention.
You were listening but not hearing. Key and you were arguing you were hearing but not listening.
Yeah, you're not listening.
But you just said hearing.
I said if you were listening, then you would have heard what we were saying. But you wasn't even hearing. I mean, you wasn't even listening to be able to hear.
I'm sorry.
You wasn't paying attention, in other words.
Is Key saying something? I don't know.
We're talking about the difference, Canty, between listening and hearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, oh, you hear me, but you're like, not listening.
Are you hearing Jimmy or can you listen to Jimmy? Oh, like, White Man Can't Jump? Like
that
movie?
That's different,
though. Yeah. Are you hearing Jimmy?
I've just always reversed it. Listening, you're actively trying to do something, but if it's landing on you, you're hearing.
Mama!
You know? Like, you listen, but you don't hear me.
Mama!
But okay.
Hey, Jay.
Backwards.
I love you, Mama.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
Just remember this face.
What does that mean?
What does that even mean? So cryptic.
Yeah, just remember that.
He's mad at you.
What
about
you got? You got a freeze frame of something? What's
Jay,
going
he's
on?
Mad at you because all show you were basically begging TV to play the embarrassing clip of Key drinking from the water bottle.
I was not.
Now he wants to get even.
I was asking for a new clip of the water bottle. Oh, there is no,
look. Hey, Max.
Yeah.
There is no wanting to get even.
It's only getting even.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have access to all types of things
so
over at ESPN on the East Coast.
So do I, oh, Joseph. God.
Unbelievable.
You and all your water bottle incidents.
Okay. Jerry, do you got that video?
Happy Mother's
Play it,
Day,
Jerry.
Everybody.
Play
in the spirit it. Of Mother's
I dare
Day.
You, Jerry.
Happy Mother's Day for Chris Canty,
no,
Jay
play that
Will,
video,
Keyshawn
Jay.
Johnson, and me, Max Kellerman. ESPN Radio. Perf.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.